Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
At the Montana Family Foundation, we typically engage on legislation that directly affects life, marriage and family, religious liberty, and school choice. But sometimes, to achieve our goals, we have to stray into unfamiliar territory and engage on bills that seem completely disconnected from our normal agenda. Yesterday was one of those days, and the bill was Senate Bill 191, sponsored by Senate Majority Leader Steve Fitzpatrick. In our opinion, this is arguably one of the most important bills of the session. The short title of the bill is Revised Preliminary Injunction Laws. It sounds innocuous enough, but if it passes, it will have a profound effect not only on our bills, but on the entire conservative agenda. For decades, left-leaning groups have used liberal judges in Montana to run interference and block conservative legislation. They do it by using Montana's weak threshold for obtaining a preliminary injunction. For those who may not know, an injunction blocks the implementation or enforcement of an action. They can take the form of a temporary injunction that temporarily blocks enforcement while a case proceeds through the courts, or a permanent injunction that blocks implementation or enforcement permanently after a case has been decided. In Montana, the threshold for obtaining a temporary injunction is so low that liberal judges routinely grant them as a matter of practice whenever they're asked. In some cases, they've even been used to block laws or rules that haven't even been passed and are not yet on the books. A liberal judge can then turn a temporary injunction into a semi-permanent injunction by simply slow-walking the case through the court. The most egregious example is Planned Parenthood versus Montana, a case that's been stalled at the district court level for 10 years without resolution. It began in 2012 when the legislature passed what became Legislative Referendum 120, a bill that required parental notification before anyone could perform an abortion on a minor. It made perfect sense. A minor needs parental permission to get their ears pierced, so why not for a major medical procedure like an abortion? Voters agreed. The issue was placed on the ballot, where it passed by 73%. Planned Parenthood then sued, and the law was temporarily enjoined. That was 10 years ago. The bill has now become the poster child for justice delayed being justice denied. It began by winding its way through Helena's first judicial district, where every judge was either excused or recused themselves. Then it took a short detour through the Montana Supreme Court on a procedural motion, which we won. Then it made its way over to the Missoula judicial district, where one judge sat on it for 3 years and then retired. The new judge sat on it for 2 more years, then kicked it back to Helena. By that time, so many parts of the record were missing that a judge had to order that the record be reconstructed before trial. The case is now fully briefed, and a hearing was held last April. Here it is nearly February, and still no decision. 10 years, and still no decision, and all the while, enforcement has been blocked by a temporary injunction. Senate Bill 191 would raise the bar on temporary injunctions to the standard used in the federal courts, which is much tougher. We support the bill because it would put an end to the gamesmanship that has surrounded the granting of temporary injunctions for the past 30 years. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.